and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
I'm new to having a dog. I've only had my dog for about 6 weeks now.
Isn't that short?
Yeah, something six, like 7 weeks. Star 99.9. Today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. So I'm not used to yet all the weird things that they eat when you're not paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
But she busted out of her crate the other day.
Yeah.
And one of the rods, it's a wooden crate. It's like one of the ones that looks like furniture.
Right.
Is completely missing. And I keep insisting that, like, we will find it at some point.
Maybe it rolled under the heater or something like
that. I've looked everywhere. And all of a sudden, I'm thinking, she probably ate it.
She must have devoured it.
To escape the crate, she probably ate it.
Removed it there.
Oh, my gosh. So our question this morning is, what is the strangest thing that your dog has eaten?
So my dogs don't really eat crazy stuff. Like, Baxter will eat the Christmas tree, the fake Christmas tree in the lights. Mm-hmm. Like, something about in the lights. Or he did last year. He didn't do it this year. But my male cat, will eat anything. He's nearly 20 years old, and he'll jump on top of the fridge, the counters, whatever, knock anything on the floor. Pizza. Pepperoni the other day, he ate a piece of garlic bread, like the entire piece of garlic bread.
Yeah, but that's food. That at least makes a little sense to
me. Yeah, he's a cat.
I mean, she had a rod, a wooden rod. 1-800-330-9999. We want to know, what is the strangest thing that your pet has eaten? Hey, it's Anna and Raven.
My dog eats lint or dust between the floorboards.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, like constantly, like always eats it?
Yeah, like our house was built in the 1800s, and we have the wide plank wood floors in the upstairs, and there's about an inch to a two-inch gap between them that would collect dust. And once we got this dog, he's 3 years old now, I never had to vacuum the floorboards again because he used to just lick it off.
Two things here. First, he's not licking dust. He's licking the spirits because your house is 1800, you know, from the 1800s. He's licking up the ghosts is what he's doing.
Right.
Second, get a vacuum. Come on. An inch, 2 inch gap. Come on. Get on that vacuum in.
He cleaned it before I was able to vacuum.
Right. I got you.
And now you just let him.
Right. It's like a human vacuum cleaner. Hey, it's Hannah and Raven. What did your dog eat?
Woman's sanitary napkins.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Tasty and delicious.
Oh.
All right. Yeah. It's like a loaf of bread made out of cotton.
I hope they were still in the package.
No, out of the garbage.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the call, but not really. Have a good morning.
She also got into aluminum foil that we had frilled.
Foil, I can understand.
It cost $700 for them to tell us. She would poop it out.
Anna would rather take a bite out of tinfoil than she would a sanitary napkin, I'm guessing.
Any day of the week.
So I'm glad that you understand the dog's position.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the strangest thing your dog ever ate?
My wife's diamond earrings.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. Now, did you get them back? Did he have to pass them?
After you did his poop.
Nice.
Was it the first poop, or did you have to wait for several poops?
Nope, the first.
Wow.
It was terrible.
My wife
wanted earrings, so she had to go get the poop.
And rinse them.
Oh, man. All right, 1-800-330-9999. What's the weirdest thing your dog ate? I have a new puppy, and I've had her for about 6 weeks, and she's starting to get brave. And she broke out of her crate, but we have a wooden crate, and one of the wooden rods on the crate is gone, and we don't know where it is.
Just disappeared.
I think she ate it. And all I keep thinking about was, like, she ate a stick, like a big rod. And our question this morning is, what is the strangest thing that your pet has ever eaten? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven.
Well, I'm a vet tech, so I've seen we've had to surgically remove things like rock, underwear, tampons, socks, razor blades. Coins.
Oh.
An entire, pair of underwear. That's impressive.
She chews on my thongs, which I believe my boss said not to mention on the air, but I'm going to do it anyway.
I mean, just get a hamper.
They were in the hamper. She's like a ninja. I don't understand how this happens.
Right. You're just throwing dirty thongs everywhere.
So let me ask you a question. If my dog actually did eat this rod, will it come out? She seems fine, but I don't know for sure.
No, she ate the wood. She had to break it down to a small enough piece to get it in her mouth and in her throat. You're probably good on that. If she's been pooping since this rod has disappeared, you're in the clear.
All right. Is that true?
I agree. If there's any vomiting, then you should bring her in right away because it can obstruct their intestines. Mm-hmm. But if she's passing stool normally, she'll probably be okay.
All right. Good. All right. Thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
Thank you. I'm dealing with my first issue with my dog eating things. She was in her crate. It's a wooden crate. It's like one of those furniture pieces.
Sure.
And we came home. She was free, and she had somehow broken out, and one of the rods was missing, the wooden rods. And all we could figure out was she must have eaten it because we can't find it anywhere.
Well, you thought it would pop up somewhere, and it hasn't at this point. It's been enough time.
Yeah.
And she seems proud of herself. She's very innovative.
Like a ninja. Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. So our question this morning is, what is the strangest thing that your pet has ever eaten? hey, it's Anna and Raven. What is it?
Well, we had a black lab named Murray, and I walk in the front door one day, and it smells like a Starbucks, and I see that he had taken out a 3-pound bag of coffee grinds, which were stuck in his teeth, and it was like he was in the corner, and he was shaking and jittery and very nervous. And then what he tried to do was he tried to get the coffee paste out of his mouth by taking out 2 packages of cheddar rice cake, and he opened the package of sour cream and onion, but left that because he didn't like the flavor.
I mean, that's a smart dog, if you think about it.
He's very creative.
He was brilliant. And he followed up the next month by eating part of our wood floor in the corner. So we loved him very much.
Yeah. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What's the weirdest thing your pet ate?
The weirdest thing my dog ate was my sister's used tissues.
Oh, it's disgusting.
Yep, they like them boogers. Boogies.
Thank you for the call.
It's like gummy worms.
Oh, Anna and Raven, what is the last thing your pet ate?
Hey, Anna. Oh, my God. My dog loves to eat the meat diapers that come in the chicken.
The what?
You know, those little, you know, the bottom of the chicken or
it's a blood pack.
It's that thing.
Oh, my. That white plastic thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, like a diaper.
Oh, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the weirdest thing that your pet has eaten?
Money.
Oh,
that's rough. I'm following the dog around for that.
She got a hold of about $600, and thank God it was folded up tight, but $120 I had to go to the bank to get replaced.
How do you explain that your dog ate it? Can you please?
Oh, yeah. The bank was laughing hysterically. As long as you have at least one set of serial numbers, they're able to replace the bills.
Okay, well, I guess that's good to know. What's even more odd is that you pack your 600s in tight wads.
I'm just saying, I would have got the second half of that money. Right. I would have found it.
My husband does not leave money in the house anymore because of it.
I'm sure. If you want to chime in too, 1-800-330-9999. What is the strangest thing that your pet has eaten? So I have a new puppy. I've had her about 6 weeks now. And the other day, one of the rods in her crate was busted out. Mm-hmm. She escaped. And I realized that it's completely gone. And finally, I've come to the conclusion that she's eaten it.
Listen, your dog is just letting you know that I'm starting to feel like I'm at home. And when I want out of this thing, I'm going to bust out of this thing. She's very creative. All right. She's using the things that she has at hand, which, of course, is her mouth.
So our question this morning is, what is the strangest thing that your pet has ever eaten? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Hi there. My dog digs through my daughter's laundry basket, ate a pair of her underwear, and it got stuck in his intestines and he had to have surgery.
That's awful.
Man. Now, did you get the underwear back?
She did give us the underwear back if we wanted it, but we didn't want it.
I mean, why would they even offer it? Why would they offer that back to you?
Just put it on a heavy soil cycle.
Oh, right? God.
Everything's going to be fine. Yeah.
No.
It was in pieces. No. But it was the weirdest thing our dog ever ate.
No kidding. Hi, Anna and Raven. What's the weirdest thing your pet ever ate?
Well, the strangest thing, it was a cat, actually. We came home on the weekend from a play, and it was 11:30 at night on a Friday, and the cat actually ate the Mylar balloon ribbon, the curling ribbon.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's not actually the first, because we had to bring him to the vet. It was an emergency vet, of course, that cost about $4,000 to have it removed.
Oh, God.
Right? And then with that, they give him that stupid cone to wear?
Mm-hmm.
Overnight, he ate the ribbon of the cone.
There's no stopping him.
It's awesome. If you want to chime in too, you can head to our Facebook page. Search Anna and Raven. What is the weirdest thing that your pet has eaten?
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.